The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm Tammy Grimes. I have never, said Mr. Montaigne, seen a greater monster or a greater miracle than myself. And we may all echo the same sentiment. For within each of us is the power to be either. And the urge to be one or the other is always strong within. For most of us, neither wins. For all our good intentions and honest desire, just like Mr. Montaigne, we are both miracle and monster.
I'm afraid I don't understand what you're doing, Lieutenant.
We are investigating the murder of Woody Marlowe.
But he was killed 5 years ago.
There is no statute of limitations on murder, Doctor.
But he was killed by a prowler.
Was he?
Well, that's what you people said 5 years ago.
Well, we're no longer satisfied with that assumption.
Why? Do you have any new evidence?
No.
Then isn't all this a waste of time?
Our mystery drama, Escape to Prison, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Marion Seldes. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Let us, said a wise man, permit nature to take her own way. She better understands her own affairs than we do. True enough. But sometimes nature can require such a long time to take her way that we may very well assume that she has no intention of ever doing it. The answer is patience. Patience. Nature never forgives, never forgets. And her way may be long and difficult, but in the end, she always gets there. Depend on it.
Tom! Oh, Tom!
Liz!
Oh, Tom, I'm so glad I caught you.
What is it, Liz? What are you doing here?
I've got something to give Woody.
Give Woody?
Isn't he flying to London with you?
Woody? Liz,
Liz what?
Did you ask, where's... Woody?
Yes, Woody.
I don't know.
Let me ask you again, where's Woody? You know, Woody, your oldest and dearest friend, my oldest and dearest husband, Woodrow Marlowe. You were the best man at his wedding, my wedding. I have a letter here, and I'm sure Woody would be quite interested. I want to catch
Liz,
him before the play...
Listen.
What is it? Is something the matter? You have an odd tone in your voice. Yes, what?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, Woody is up to some shenanigans. He's not flying to London with you. Was the London trip part of a charade staged for my benefit?
Liz!
Are you trying to cover up for your pal?
Liz, come with me.
Where?
To the cocktail lounge.
You'll miss your plane. Yeah,
come on now, don't say another word. Just come with me. Did they make it the way you like it?
Oh, it's just fine. I'm quite comfortable, thank you. I have a sneaking suspicion that Woody isn't here. Am I right?
Yes, Liz. You're right.
Well, can you tell me where is my wandering boy? You're not telling. Well, why not? You've been pals since college. Well, thanks for the drink, Tom.
Where are you going?
I have to find him. I have something important to show him.
Liz, sit down.
Why? Have you finally decided to break the code of silence and tell me where he is?
You know where he is, Liz. He's dead.
Yes? Well, go on. Tell me the rest of it.
The rest of it?
The ending. Get to the punchline.
Liz, what has gotten into you?
What's gotten into me?
Woody is dead. We buried him 5 years ago.
I'm sorry I bothered you, Tom.
Liz! Liz, come back here!
Rose?
Yes, Liz?
Do you have the latest sales figures?
They're up, all of them. The new perfume especially.
Well, I want to put that together for my report to the board of directors.
I've already started.
I have a bit of a problem.
Shoot.
I can't locate Woody.
You can't locate who?
Woody. What's the matter with everybody today? Rose? Where'd she go? Rose?
Liz, what did you just say to me on the phone?
I said I can't locate Woody.
If you want to locate Woody, all you have to do is go to the Crestwood Cemetery.
All right, that's enough.
Liz, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? What is the matter with everybody? What is it? A plot?
Okay. Woody, sure.
I have something here he should see.
What?
It's just a little private matter between the two of us.
Yes, of course.
He was supposed to go to London with his pal Tom, and I thought I'd catch him at the airport. Well, of course, naturally, it was a hoax. He wasn't there.
You know what I think you ought to do, Liz. I think you ought to go home.
Why?
Well, just lie down, rest.
Oh, I see. You're in on it, too.
In on what?
Oh, I don't know, but everyone around here is talking as if... as if I were crazy.
No, Liz, it's just... look, I don't blame you. You've been working so hard. But now it's time for the payoff. You've made it, Liz. You'll be president of the company.
Rose, I simply want an answer.
Oh, you're afraid you won't be elected. You know that's nonsense. The board of directors is scared to death. You'll laugh at them and go elsewhere.
Rose!
You're sitting on top of the world, Liz. It's all yours. I think you just realized it. Oh, you're very tired. Go home and get some rest.
You haven't seen him either. Oh, yes, I'm all right. What makes you ask? No. Well, if you should hear, let me know. Fine. Goodbye. Oh, God. What is this? Conspiracy? Hello? Oh, Jim. Liz. Fine. Tell me, is Woody with you by any chance? Yes. Woody. Oh. You too? Thank you. Oh, why am I wasting my time with all these people? I know where he is.
Oh,
you know who I am.
Yes, I know who you are.
Well, is he here, Miss Carson?
Is who here?
Woody. Excuse me, I have something to say to him. Woody? Where is he?
Who are you calling?
Woody?
Do you realize what you're saying?
I realize that my husband has lied to me. He said he was going to London, but that's just to cover up the fact that he's here with you. You and Woody have been having an affair for the last 3 months.
Oh, that isn't true.
No?
Woody is dead. He was killed 5 years ago.
Oh, I see. You've been well coached. You deny that he is here?
Why don't you satisfy yourself? Search the place.
No, that won't be necessary. I'll find him, thank you.
I don't know for what, but you're quite welcome, I'm sure.
Just a minute, please. Oh.
Hello, Liz.
Doctor,
I was in the neighborhood, and suddenly I felt the need for a drink. And I said to myself, no one mixes a better martini than Liz Marlowe.
Psychiatrists should never lie to their patients.
Why not? Our patients are always lying to us.
Did I ever lie to you?
All the time.
Well, and to what do I owe this honor?
Well, Liz, I've been receiving phone calls all day from a variety of your friends.
Yes?
They're alarmed. They're concerned, frightened.
Really?
You have been going around all day asking people if they've seen Woody.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'm trying to find him.
That would seem to presume that the past 5 years were, well, that they were an hallucination.
What are you talking about?
Woodrow's death. That is, his murder, his funeral, the passage of time, 5 years or so, were just a dream.
All I know is I'm trying
to
find...
Yes, I know. And all I'm trying to do is find out who is dreaming, you or the rest of us. So, according to you, Woody is still alive.
Doctor, I don't know what's going on.
Come with me.
Where are you going?
Just come in here. Now, this is the bedroom. A room you shared for 10 years with Woodrow.
Yes?
And if Woody were here, this would also be his room, wouldn't it?
Well, of course.
Now, let us look for a sign of Woodrow Ellsworth Marlowe. I see nothing here in this closet or in this one. Liz, where are his clothes? Where is any sign that he lives here?
I don't know. Yes, I do.
Tell me.
You won't believe it.
I'd have to hear it first.
I'm convinced that there's... Don't ask me why, but I'm convinced that I am... that I must be the victim of a plot. Oh, good Lord, how that must sound.
Don't worry about how it sounds. Just go on.
Ballard. Ted Ballard. He could very well be in back of it.
Ballard?
He's the only one on the board of directors who's opposed to my becoming president of the company. But he's going to be outvoted. And therefore, he's trying something else.
Oh? What?
This. He's attempting to undermine my sanity.
How can he do that?
Oh, can't you see? He's creating this fiction that Woody died 5 years ago.
But how can he do that?
Oh, easily enough.
Before he could even get it off the ground, Woody would have to cooperate. Disappear.
But he did. You see, Woody doesn't want me to become president either.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Woody and I. We both went to work for the company fresh out of college, and I rose much higher than he did. And Woody would like to see me taken down a peg. So he's lying low. So much for Woody.
And how do you account for Rose? She is definitely a partisan of yours.
The stakes are pretty high for Ballard. He may have said to her, help me to force Liz out, and you can have her job.
Well, sounds like quite a plot.
Well, the world around us is filled with plots that are even more bizarre. Is anything improbable these days?
Do you still keep them in your desk drawer?
What?
The letters you once showed me. Ah.
Oh,
Yes. Tied in black ribbon. All the condolences you received following Woody's death.
I tell you, Doctor, those letters are part of the plot.
All right, Liz, all right. I want to take you for a drive.
Where are we going?
You'll see when we get there.
Oh, Doctor, don't treat me as if I were crazy.
Then don't you treat me as if I'm crazy either. Now, shall we get to the bottom of this thing? All right, Liz. Tell me, what does it say on that tombstone?
Oh, Doctor.
Read what it says.
I know what it says.
Read it.
Woodrow Ellsworth Marlowe. Born... What's the difference? Don't you see? This is also part of it. Part of the plot.
One plot we know about for sure, the cemetery plot, on which they are presently standing. But what about the plot that Liz has in mind. Can it be possible? Is the entire world ganging up on her? Do these things happen in our universe? Well, why don't we wait and see what happens in the second act shortly? Let us for a moment consider the concept of majorities. We have a Mr. Wendell Phillips who said that one, on God's side, is a majority. President Andrew Jackson, who said that one with courage is a majority. And President Calvin Coolidge, who held that one with the law is a majority. These are all fine and noble sentiments, and they may even be true. But some of the folk who hold to them can be very lonesome at times.
So, you see, my dear Liz, here is Woody's grave.
Sure.
You mean you refuse to accept this as evidence of his death?
I mean, let us not discuss it any longer.
But we should. After all, I am your doctor.
I'd like to drop the whole business.
Then you admit that he is dead.
I'd like to go home.
Liz, I want to help you.
I don't want to discuss it.
Yes? Who? Well, of course. Of course, ask her to come in. Well, good morning, Liz. Won't you sit down?
Thank you, Mr. Ballard.
Mr. Ballard? And here I thought we were Ted and Liz.
I prefer it as Mr. Ballard and Mrs. Marlowe.
I had thought that we were getting along famously.
You're opposed to my being elected president of the company, aren't you?
Oh, that. Well, yes, yes.
Yes. Now it comes out.
Well, I'm not aware that it was ever a secret.
May I ask why?
Well, I believe I'm on record with that also. You're just not qualified.
Well, show me one person who has been more innovative, done more for this company.
Well, I can't.
Then how can you say I'm not qualified?
Well, you are perhaps the world's best when it comes to marketing, and that's where you belong.
In your opinion?
Liz, you are not an administrator. What do you know about manufacturing, personnel, finance, or all the gritty details? You'd be in beyond your depth, and you'd hate it. No, I am doing you a favor.
Are you?
Yes, you'd go crazy.
And you're going to make sure of that, even before they letter my name on the door. Aren't you, Mr. Ballard?
Liz, I don't understand. I thought...
Yes? You thought?
Well, it has been a while since Woody died.
Oh? Has it?
Yes, it's been 5 years, and I always thought that someday... Look, we were getting along so splendidly, you and I thought that...
Yes? What did you think?
Well, that maybe you and I, we could... Look, I am against your being made president, not just because it'll be bad for the company, but I'm thinking of you. And yes, definitely, selfishly, of me. I'd never see you.
And therefore, there are no lengths to which you will not go. Well, your little plan is not going to work.
What plan?
Your game takes two, and I won't play.
Liz?
What is it, Rose?
You were supposed to work on the inventory figures with me.
I've already done them.
And you didn't want to use my analysis?
Oh, no, I got along quite well without it. Thank you.
Liz, what's happening?
As if you didn't know.
I thought we were the best of friends.
So did I. What did they promise you?
They? Do you want me to get that?
No, thank you. Yes?
Liz?
Oh, it's you, Doctor.
How are you, Liz?
Just fine.
I'm quite concerned.
I dare say.
Liz, please, come to the office.
Why?
I think I know what is wrong with you.
What is wrong with me?
We've known each other so long, we're friends, aren't we?
I thought we were, until yesterday.
Just come over to the office, please.
Liz, Liz, I want to help you. Believe me, I have spoken to everybody who has seen you since yesterday.
Come to the point.
It's Ballard. Ted Ballard.
Finally. He is behind this, isn't he? You admit it. And I'm not crazy.
You are in love with Ted Ballard.
Me? In love with Ted Ballard?
Yes.
Oh, that's nonsense.
Is it?
Well, I couldn't conceive of such a ridiculous... He's a stuffed shirt.
Exactly. And that's why you fell in love with him. Because he is everything Woody wasn't. Ted is honest. He's sincere. And he is not a rake.
Woody is not a rake.
He didn't miss it by much.
Woody is kind and sweet, and he can be so gentle and loving.
And you are hopelessly, helplessly in love with him. You admit that.
Yes. Why do you use the past tense? As if he's dead.
He is dead. And you are blind to his faults.
I'm not blind. I accept the fact you can't have everything. Yes, Woody leaves a lot to be desired, but you have to take him as he is, the good with the bad, and on balance, he's worth it.
But he's been dead for 5 years.
But you don't...
No. Don't interrupt me.
He is alive, I tell you.
What do you want, Liz? Look at what I have got here. A copy of the death certificate. The obituary notice. The police reports. What does it take to make you see it?
I'm going to blow this thing wide open.
Where are you going?
Where do you think?